There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The onus on you to use your head, to put your head in the right place, to realize that Tuesday, the 21st of April, two-thirds of the way through the fourth month of 1915. I don't think that'll work. All right, so you've joined the gang who are here to save you from horrible radio. Doug Steffen, the Good Day Gang, Molly Page is here, Ken Kessler is here, and the world is a better place today because Guled Ali Omar, who wanted to join ISIS, was arrested by the FBI. He's a guy from Minnesota, Molly. Emptied his bank accounts, planned to fly to Syria, and he went to San Diego to get to Syria. I'm not quite sure why you would go to San Diego. Kenny, you're in San Diego. What is there about San Diego that seems to be a liftoff point to go to Syria?
I don't know. Minnesota. Very nice here. Maybe he was just coming for one last vacation.
One last really pleasant experience.
Get a tan.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay.
Fit in.
So the feds say that his family confronted him, and then he put aside his plans. He tried to board a flight in Minneapolis, but was stopped by the FBI last fall. Even while he was under investigation, the feds say that Guled Ali Omar and five other men kept trying to make their way to Syria, coming up with a plot to secure false passports. So he is under arrest. There are six Minnesota men, all of Somali descent, that have been charged with terrorism-related offenses in a criminal complaint that was unsealed yesterday. They are among the latest Westerners accused of traveling or attempting to travel to Syria to join ISIS. In Alabama yesterday, a spokesperson for a Muslim couple said their 20-year-old daughter left Birmingham to join ISIS. Can you imagine leaving Birmingham? Beautiful place that it is to go over to the Middle East and join the ISIS, where did that come from? ISIS groups in Syria. Now, nobody really knows where she is. Authorities described the Minnesota man as friends. They were friends in the Somali community, recruiting, inspiring each other, met secretly to plan their travels. Charged with conspiracy to provide material support and attempting to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization. So what's remarkable about this case is that nothing stopped them from pursuing their goals. They never stopped plotting. They were turned down in one area, and then they decided, okay, well, we'll try another way. They came up with all kinds of different ways to work over not only this group, but because Minneapolis is the home of the largest concentration of Somali immigrants in our country, and because 22 other Somalis have traveled from Minnesota over to either go to Somalia or the Middle East. A couple of them joined Al-Shabaab, no relation to Al Sharpton, which is also listed by the State Department as fomenting terrorism. That's a great, isn't that a great term? Fomenting. Isn't that what you do with beer? What happens?
I think that's ferment.
Oh, I get the wrong vowel. Oh, sorry.
It's very close, though.
Yeah, pretty close. Fermenting, fomenting. It's all the same. They're cooking up trouble. And we all know that Al-Shabaab is up to no good. Authorities say a handful of Minnesota residents have traveled to Syria already. One has died. So all these people are in their 20s. Or actually, wait a minute, let's see.
Yeah, early 20s.
Yeah, a couple of 19 and 20 and 21. So I go back to the same question that I always have when it comes to this stuff. What in the name of heaven would, what's going on in their lives Are they so unhappy with what they have here in America? Or is it the other way around? Do they have it too good and it's too easy for them to come up with these plans and then head for the coast?
Well, it's something that's of note is that most of the people here in London that are going over to join are around the same age.
Yeah.
Late teens or early 20s.
Yeah.
And some of the interviews that I've read recently lead one to believe that this is the new way to rebel. It used to be punk rock, become a skateboarder, musician, whatever. This is how you rebel against the society, against your parents. All those things are kind of acceptable now.
All right, but when they, let's say they didn't move, the Somali group that's in Minneapolis, they've come over here because they're looking for a better life. Let's say they stayed in Somalia and had the same parents. Would this sort of thing have ever been a choice or a possibility if they had stayed over there? In other words, coming to America, does that make it easier for you to do this sort of thing? The youngsters in Somalia stand up to their parents like youngsters here do, say, I'm not doing that anymore. I dare you to slap me.
Well, I think certain places, Somalia, certainly it's more a matter of survival. You're surviving day to day, and it's such a more plush life here.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what you do at that age is you rebel. This is a ridiculous way to rebel.
Would seem.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like something I'd like to have done when I was a teenager.
Yeah, me either.
No, I think I listened to Pink Floyd.
Yeah. Okay, well, that was bad enough.
No.
Heavenly Days McGee. I like Elvis. 888-302-3684. Email to Molly at DougStephan.com. Ken at DougStephan.com. Doug at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. In a moment, the latest conversation about the man in Baltimore who is no more. 13 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online and 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long, every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy, do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
A look at the day from the good day way of looking at things, which includes Molly Page, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler in this hour of the program. So this fellow, Freddie Gray, who was alive a couple of days ago, now is dead. Not unusual. There are a lot of people who were alive a couple of days ago who are dead. But the circumstances upon which he has met his demise seem to be under scrutiny in Baltimore. Kenny, we have a lot of people on Facebook who are concerned once again about the police and brutality and why this guy was arrested. Apparently, somehow or other, he broke his neck in jail. He must have slipped on one of those banana peels that they were feeding to some of the other inmates. Is that what happened?
We don't know what happened.
Ah.
But it happened in the van when he was on his way to jail, when he was in police custody.
Yeah. Well, so how did he last as long as he did if he had a broken neck?
We don't know when it was broken.
Huh.
That hasn't been disclosed.
But how could you survive? All right, so I don't know how you ask a lot of questions and sometimes you get answers. The point is that he appears to have been fouled by things that might not have been normal. Is that fair, safe to say? The process, the procedure? Otherwise, there wouldn't be six officers who'd be on suspension at the moment, right?
Right.
Yeah. All right. So what are people saying? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day about this.
Ray says, once again, video forces the public and the media to at least question the official police narrative. How often does this happen when there's no video?
Hmm. We get back to that same question about whether there are more of these things or we're just noticing them more. And I don't know that there's an answer to that. I hope that there aren't more and we're just noticing them more because if we have more of them, in fact, in the face of all of the bad publicity, starting not necessarily with Ferguson, but just pick a state, pick a time, and you can find these things going on over and over and over again to the point we're almost getting numb to them, which is a pretty dangerous situation, actually. We ought not to be numb. We need to be vigilant to this. Your community needs to have a police force that can hold up to scrutiny. Does it? Can it? Question you might ask yourself. All right, Kenny, what else?
Wendy says, if these cops were suspended with pay, it means nothing.
Were they suspended with pay?
I don't think we know that. Just know that they were suspended.
Yeah. All right, Molly will get onto that one. So what's next?
Thomas says, anyone that saw the video saw that Freddie Gray couldn't move his legs and was in pain before they put him in the van.
Hmm. Again, why did they chase him down?
Because he, when the police showed up and they were not interested in him, but he ran away. So they were suspicious, so they chased him down.
But when they picked him up to put him in the van, you could tell that there was a problem with his right leg, at least, that he wasn't walking. And they were pulling him, a police officer on each side, picked him up and were taking him to the van, one leg dragging. Then he stood up.
He's screaming.
Yeah, he's screaming for help. He's screaming that he's in pain. They put him in the van. Then there are reports that that he was agitated, but he could talk. And then there was another report that they requested medical assistance. And when he got to the place, to the jail, he was already in a coma.
All right. But I see the authorities say they don't have any video or evidence explaining what happened. So where'd the video come from that you guys are talking about?
No, it's bystander cell phone video of them dragging him to the van. Nobody knows or will say what happened.
His spine was 80% severed at his neck.
Yeah.
Autopsy results show that he did suffer a significant spinal injury that led to his death. So nobody knows how. This is like nobody knows. Not good. Talk about suspicious police activity. Oof. Another black guy. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Thank you. all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Of the American Country Music Awards last night. I was pretty disgusted when I turned on and looked for it. I knew it was happening because all the promo over the last week has been Sunday night, 50th anniversary of the American Country Music Awards. I don't want to look at the American Country Music Awards. I want to see Madam Secretary, and I want to see The Good Wife. I don't want to see the American Country Music Awards.
It was pretty entertaining. I'll give them that.
Really? Well, there's a lot of jumping around. Country music has changed so much.
A lot of jumping around.
There is a lot of jumping around. You look at Garth Brooks and a lot of these other performers are not in the old tradition of Eddie Arnold. Make the world
classic
go
country.
Away.
Well, George Strait saying All My Exes Live in Texas opened. Yeah. He was one of the first people on stage. And then Let It Go. That was beautiful, but I'm with you.
He's good.
Yeah. I was
a little bit too much out of where it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, thank you, Dallas. Thank you, Dallas. What about the rest of us sitting around watching?
Yeah. Milestone Award winners George Strait, Miranda Lambert, Taylor Swift, Reba, Garth, Kenny Chesney, Brooks, and Dunn. All right. So the Entertainer of the Year Award went to Luke Bryan.
And Miranda Lambert cleaned up with the four of the big ones
of the year. Yeah.
It was nice to see Randy Travis out and about.
Wasn't he sort of having mental problems? Do I remember that?
He had a stroke, and had all kinds of problems. Yeah. This was his first public appearance. He wasn't on stage, but they showed him in the crowd.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, so that was good. 25 past the hour. So our highlight section here, aiming at Wendy Williams. I want to get from Molly an opinion on Wendy Williams, who in my mind is somebody who's really good at what she does. She has a good, loyal, strong audience, good support in middays, one of the three or four good talk shows that are on in the middle of the day and afternoons. She answers audience members' questions, Molly, about problems they're having in their life. So here's one. She focuses on a soon-to-be ex friending her friends on Facebook.
I'm going through a divorce, and I recently found out that my soon-to-be ex-husband has been befriending my friends on Facebook and asking them out on dates. So,
now,
I feel disrespected, but at the same time, I really could care less.
Okay.
So, my friends kind of like always ask, you know, what's up? Why aren't you mad? Should I be mad, or should I just go with my gut and not care?
I would care, but I'd act like I don't. I wouldn't say anything to him, and I wouldn't say anything to my friends, because the first friend who accepts his invite is the first friend you dump along with him.
So,
Yeah.
Here she answers a question about an unmarried son sleeping with his girlfriend.
My husband and I are going down to the Jersey Shore this week, and we have a little place down there.
Okay.
And my son, who's 26, just recently moved out with his girlfriend. They have a little place themselves.
Here we go.
Yes. They want to come visit us this weekend, and they want to more than likely sleep under our roof in the same bed. Yeah. I do not approve.
Neither do I.
And I'm trying to figure out what I should do, and should I allow them to sleep under my roof, and I do not approve. What do you think?
Here's the thing, and I'm no cornball, okay? And these kids think they invented a game. As opposed to being disrespectful to you and your husband wanting to sleep in the same, because I wouldn't allow that either. Why couldn't they sleep in separate rooms and then sneak into each other's rooms like we used to do?
I disagree with her.
About?
They're 26. They're having sex. Who cares if they sleep under, you know, and have sex? I don't care. I think she's uptight on this one. Yeah.
That's,
I mean, I was 26 and had a boyfriend and, you know, went to his mom's house in New Orleans and we had sex.
Really?
That was good times.
Oh my
God. That stuff never really happens on the Jersey Shore.
I changed my whole idea of you.
Really? Because I had sex when I was 26.
Nice working with you, Mom.
Yeah. Back on the street she goes, Richie.
Oh,
show her the door.
Nice. I got my sleeper.
All right, so what do you think of Wendy Williams?
I like her. She's entertaining.
Yeah.
She's very direct. I just disagree with her on that one. I mean, if they were 18, I could see 17, 18.
Or even 21,
18.
But yeah, when you're 26.
Yeah.
That was the first, that was really, it was a rough one for me, I'll tell you. And my daughter was 30-something or other.
Really?
By the time, yeah.
Did you know that she was having sex?
Well, yeah, it's just.
Why is that difficult for dads?
28 past the hour on good day. Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
When someone is 100% awesome at what they do, you call them super, like superheroes or superstars, which is probably why Super 8 hotels are named Super 8. They take a comfy, affordable stay and make it super. With free Wi-Fi, free breakfast, and Wyndham Rewards points for loyalty members at over 1,800 locations worldwide. All at a price that fits. And that's just super. Super 8 hotels. Stay super at Super 8.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall all between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallach for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
That's Jewel, right,
Kenny?
I think so.
Yeah. So maybe Molly knows better. Molly, that sounds like Mother Knows Best. Molly knows best. Molly Page introduced to the Good Day audience. Molly, nice to have you here. Thank as we go through the issues of the day, the things that people are talking about for this Tuesday, Doug and Molly and Kenny, with a focus on your thoughts as well, 888-302-3684. I was thinking about the old jingle. A lot of people are confusing the Blue Bell ice cream thing. Remember the old jingle, everything's better with blue bonnet on it?
Am I the only one?
Yeah, it is butter. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember that one? Okay. So there are some people who think that Blue Bell and Blue Bonnet are the same company. Nope. Blue Bell has recalled all of its products after a problem with Listeria. Now, how many people know the difference between Listeria? Let's see how. Let's get right to the nitty-gritty here. Molly, you know the difference between E. coli and Listeria and Salmonella?
Well, there's definitely a difference. Listeria is a bacteria that's found in soil, water, some animal products, and it's usually received if the animal products, especially milk, are unpasteurized. But it can survive in cold temperatures.
It is everywhere. And it isn't just one of the dirty little secrets, having been on a dairy farm and selling raw milk on my dairy farm for years. Listeria, I learned, I don't know if it was the hard way, but Listeria is, I know a fellow who was about 20 miles from here whose whole production was shut down because they found Listeria, not in the milk, but in the milk room. And then they shut him down, he went out of business, and then we found it everywhere, in everybody's milk room. For some reason or other, nobody knew how pervasive Listeria is.
Well, that's what I mean. It's in the ground.
Everywhere.
In the water, yeah.
If you go to a butcher shop, you go to your local grocery store, and you test the meat that is supposedly in the cooler that you're looking at, I want to buy 6 pounds of that hamburger, you would find it loaded with Listeria. Loaded. So what I'm concerned about here is the public overreacting because it doesn't know about Listeria versus E. coli, which is more, I mean, we hear kind of, I think, more about E. coli than you do about Listeria. Salmonella we've heard about for a long time. Wasn't he one of the guys in the Sopranos?
Salmonella?
Was there salmonella in the Sopranos?
Sal.
Oh, Sal.
Yeah, Salmonella.
Yeah.
So this is a voluntary recall because of possible health risks. So wear it me. I don't think I'd wear it. Well, I'm off of ice cream now anyway because I'm on this new diet and exercise program. So this is really, you know, this is serious, Kenny, when I'm off of ice cream.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a little worried.
This is a serious circumstance. Bluebell ice cream, by the way, Bluebell ice cream, not that good anyway.
Really?
Oh, no, it's not that good.
Is there any ice cream that's not that good? Isn't it all good?
Well, it depends on your definition of good. Good ice cream. I used to sell at the farm store the best ice cream you could find. I made the people who produced it for me put 18% butterfat in it.
Oh.
And that's what gives it its flavor. Most of this stuff is 10, 12% butterfat. If you want to buy ice cream that has good flavor and good taste, high butterfat count, and really bad for you, you probably want to buy Häagen-Dazs. That's if you want really good quality ice cream. That, and the reason that you can, you know, it's bad for you is because it's so good. That's the deal.
Isn't everything?
Yes, sadly.
Most things. Yeah,
yes.
I mean, the really, really, really good stuff, apparently
right,
not good for you.
So I would suggest that if you're concerned about Bluebell ice cream and you have bought it, you don't throw it away. You bring it back to the store and say, please give me my money back. By the way, Listeria can cause miscarriages and stillbirths among pregnant women. If you're healthy, you could be, you could get a fever, you could have a headache, you could be stiff. You can, you know, all those things happen after you have too much to drink, too, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of what happens?
No, you're asking me, which I should be insulted about, but yeah.
No, I was asking Ken.
Oh, okay.
I would never do that to a lady. Anyway.
I've answered that.
Me thinks, in my own pejorative, this is much ado about nothing, but the news media will rock your world with this today and scare the pants off of you. So if you don't feel comfortable having Bluebell ice cream, I suppose you can always boil it before you serve it, and then you get rid of all the Listeria, right?
Can you boil ice cream? Is that tasty?
Of course you can. I don't know how tasty it is, but you can boil it. You can boil anything that becomes liquid.
A cup of warm ice cream?
Mm-mm. Ever had warm? It's not really ice creamy. Isn't part of the ice cream it being ice?
You would think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it can live in the cold. So this kind of started a while back, though. The original, back in, I think, five people in Kansas, that's what it was, were sickened from January of 2014 through January of 2015 while they were hospitalized for an unrelated condition. That's according to the CDC. Of the five, four are known to have had milkshakes at the hospital with Bluebell ice cream, and then two other products.
The hospital, of course, is so clean that you never get sick on your own there. It was all the ice cream's fault.
No, but it's a nationwide recall, and they're saying that Listeria was found at the plant in Texas.
Yeah, Listeria would forever be found at the plant in Texas. As I said a few minutes ago, Listeria is everywhere.
So it's just a matter of the amount in what you're eating that can affect you?
Yeah, I think that there's an amount. Again, back to your own health and well-being. How many times have you heard me say, Kenny, over the years, Molly, you'll get used to this, the only way to really protect yourself is to have a strong immune system. If you have a strong immune system, if you build your system up using any number of ways of doing it, whether it's through supplementation, eating really well, exposing yourself to a certain amount of dirt, the worst thing you can do is to use those sterilizers and try to get rid of all the germs in your hand. Germs are good for you as long as you don't have too many of them. Take a little at a time. I mean, that's what, hello, vaccines are bacteria and germs. They give them to you a little at a time so that you build up an immunity to them. That's all vaccines are, is a way for you to build up your immune system. Who doesn't know that? Does the average person know that? Molly, you knew that.
I think so, yeah. You inject, it's kind of like when you inject it your dog, when you want them to be snake bite proof, you inject them with a little bit of a venom so that their immune system can get used to it and fight it off.
I don't know that I've thought of that as the first example, but yeah.
Oh, I want to say everything goes back to the dogs.
Well, that's true. I never had to do that. And one of the things that, I remember Charlotte used to love to, take the ropes and shake them around, because that in bulldog training is getting the snake.
Right?
That's what that was about. Okay, one other bit of food news. The Kraft Company, which has just been sold to Nestle. It was Nestle, right? For how many jillion billion dollars?
I think so.
Macaroni and cheese from Kraft. Now, you've heard me say also before that Kraft American cheese is neither made in America nor is it really cheese. That could be said for the macaroni and cheese. But anyway, a lot of parents feed this stuff to their children. Molly didn't have children. Did you get fed this when you were a child?
Oh, yeah, we lived on it.
Macaroni and cheese. Kenny, did you get macaroni and cheese when you were a child?
I didn't like it. Reno loves it, though.
Really? I did. I've never. Well, I had a lot of it when I was a child, and I don't like it now at all. So, the Kraft Food Group announced yesterday that the original Kraft macaroni and cheese sold here in our country is not going to be made anymore without artificial preservatives and synthetic colors.
It will be made without those.
It will, in other words.
Okay.
It will be made without artificial preservatives. I turned that around. No more bad stuff. It'll be better. It's going to replace, Kraft has said that they will replace the synthetic colors, yellow dye number 5.
Oh, man, that was my favorite part.
With colors derived from natural sources like paprika and turmeric. Can you imagine? Actually, turmeric is pretty good for you, and so is paprika. Could it be that macaroni and cheese will actually be good for you again?
Why are they making the change?
Because I'm thinking that the movement in America toward more natural organic. We had a fellow on yesterday talking about organic food. Remember the conversation we had with a fellow who was underscoring Earth Day, which is tomorrow, by the way, Jim Osland, who has a new organic newsletter, sort of a magazine, Rodale's Organic Life. And you can go to rodalesorganiclife.com to sign up for it. I thought he was quite persuasive, frankly. Maybe it's because he agreed with me. But the term organic is worth, I was about to use a bad word. It ain't worth much anymore. The government has ruined that. So that more people are concerned about natural food and local food than they are organic food. Because the idea, which is great behind organic food, has been bastardized by big business trying to get in and horn in on the market because it's been so successful. So anyway, that focus on people and their buying preferences, I believe, has influenced Kraft to do something, because there are a lot of other big names in food that are responding to consumer pressure to make sure, number one, that the ingredients are wholesome, and two, that you can actually figure out by looking at the label what the heck's in the food. What a concept! Even though the boys and girls at Monsanto don't want you to know what's in the food, you want to, and the smart retailers of and purveyors of food want you to know. So now Nestle and Hershey and Frito-Lay are announcing steps to remove these artificial dyes from their products and to label their products so that you'll know what's in them. I say hear, hear. But public pressure, it's always what brings people around to changing. You want to change something? Just don't buy the old stuff. They'll figure out how to make it what the customers want, or they go out of business. It's a choice. It's like Lady's Choice at the dance hall. You got it? 16 before the hour, Molly and Doug and Ken on Good Day.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
This MultiView report is brought to you by More Fitness and Shape magazines. Thousands of women across the country will race in the 12th annual More Fitness Shape Women's Half Marathon, a New York Roadrunners event in New York City's Central Park on Sunday, April 19th. Natalie Morales and Erica Hill of NBC's Today Show will host and run the race, and Olympian Dina Castor will compete for the third consecutive year, hoping to defend both the course and event record she set in 2014. In celebration of Earth Day, the event has teamed up with Athletes for a Fit Planet to enhance their efforts to produce an environmentally responsible event by taking their pledge of sustainability. Elizabeth Goodman, artist, editor-in-chief, Shape Magazine.
The More Fitness Shape Women's Half Marathon attracts thousands of strong, determined women, from novice runners to elite athletes who are racing toward a better, stronger, healthier version of themselves. I'm inspired by each and every participant and look forward to celebrating their accomplishments on race day.
For more information, visit morefitnesshalf.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Willie Nelson has announced plans to roll out his own brand of marijuana.
Sigh.
Capitalize. What, you like Willie Nelson?
I love Willie Nelson.
I do too. I like him. I mean, I'm not that kind of liking him, but I love his music, actually. So he's been associated with pot for a long time. And he has. Today is supposedly unofficial stoner day. Did you know that?
That was yesterday.
Oh, it was yesterday?
420, yeah.
Oh, how'd I miss that?
You were
stoned?
Yeah.
No, not like it. You don't know me. I am the cleanest. I have never done any drugs, never in my life. I've never had a cup of coffee. I have only been inebriated really once thoroughly in my life. I never smoked any tobacco products, but that doesn't mean that I'm a prude about other people. I don't want to be around people. I can't stand the smell of marijuana. I can't stand the smell in regular smoke.
How can you go through life without trying coffee?
I've been very successful at doing that. Do you think I need something to get me going early in the morning? Or do you think I need more energy than I got now?
I'm curious about everything, so I want to try.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't smoke pot, but I tried it.
Really?
Because I wanted to know what it did. It just put me to sleep.
Really?
But, I would have to. No. Yeah, anyway, back to Willie Nelson.
Yes, Willie Nelson has joined some other famous pot personalities. Melissa Etheridge, Snoop Dogg, who endorses vaporizing products. Melissa Etheridge is developing a marijuana-infused wine. And Bethany Frankel...
Because otherwise you need to use two hands.
...is working on a strain of skinny girl weed that wouldn't leave users with the munchies.
Oh, that sounds good.
Huh? Does it?
That'd be good.
You think that'd be popular?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that is. I mean, it's one of the good things that if you're sick, it helps you with your appetite. It helps you get your appetite back. But if you don't want that...
51 after.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
And wives and children and houses and dogs and, you know, they'll make themselves a part of something and they can talk about what they do. And what am I going to say? I killed the president of Paraguay with a fork. How have you been? I'm just thinking it'll be depressing.
Let me go on like I blister in the sun.
Blister in the Sun by the Violent Femmes, one of the many 1980s songs that appeared in Gross Point Blank, number one movie this week in 1997. Go ahead, Richie, have your
part. Where have you been for 10 years?
I freaked out, joined the Army, went to visit for myself, professional killer.
Oh, does that, do you have to do postgraduate work for that, or can you jump right in? I'm curious about that.
No, it's an open market.
Open market, that's good, wow.
Isn't that your pal?
That's Cusack.
Yeah. All right, so that's a good movie. He's kind of quirky.
Can I interject quickly?
Yes, Chucker, please save us.
Okay, Gross Point Blank, that came out in 1997, right?
Right.
Number one movie, 1997.
Yep.
Did anybody think there would be a snowball's chance in you-know-what of that movie being number one in 2015?
But not politically correct enough.
No, No, it's just
it actually has actors and acting in it.
It's changed so much that I think there'd be no interest in a movie like that now.
Well, it's got a story. So what Chuck is saying, unless it's a superhero or Fast and Furious 7 or it's animated, it's not getting out of the theaters today.
As an example of that, I went to see, but I didn't stay for the whole thing, James Franco and...
True Story?
Yeah. What's the other guy's name?
Jonah
Jason.
Hill.
Who is
Jonah
it?
Hill.
Jonah Hill. I was appalled, but I don't know why I was appalled, because I couldn't... I was thinking the worst about the ending, and so I didn't stay to watch the ending of it.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
I have not. No, it's not a wide release. It's a semi-wide. It's about 800 screen station wide. It's not in my neighborhood.
No. Well, I don't... I went to watch the end of the Cowboy Riding the Bull thing, and with Eastwood's kid. It was very predictable. You know,
you walk around the theater in your bathrobe and slippers and wash the popcorn and just wander from theater to theater just out all the movies.
I don't like this one. I'm out of here. So let me see what's in this one.
Oh, yeah. That's what I did. Molly, look at you.
When you see Scott Eastwood on the big screen, do you immediately say Clint?
No, not really. I was interested, I mean, more than anything else, the bull part of it, because...
Doug wanted to take care of the bull.
My own farm stuff, but I also have somebody who's close to me who has a bull like that, owns a bull, and I don't know that I think that it's appropriate for it's very violent stuff. It really is. Those bulls are really nasty and violent, and if nothing else, you can see that.
But they make them that way. It's like pit bulls.
Yeah. No, they're horrible creatures, actually. All right, anyway, so we've got our review of... Chuck's got to do the list, Richie, in a moment, of the most popular movies of this past weekend. We'll get to that in a moment here on Good Day.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Or Bellawood 3/4-inch exotic hardwood up to 77% off. Bamboo, laminate, and more up to 67% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store. And 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All right, so you boys want to pursue two things. Let's get the box office totals first before we talk about this new trailer for Superman.
All right, real quick. Furious 7, number one again, $29 million in business, $294 million in 3 weeks. This film's done $1 billion worldwide and $250 million alone in China, which is incredible.
How many more of these do you think there's going to be? They're already on to the next one, aren't they?
There's going to be at least three more with the nucleus of this cast. Paul Blart, $24 million to play second. That's a good opening considering the film only cost $30 million to produce, although the reviews were putrid. The horror film Unfriended placed third, $16 million. The animated Home, $10.3 came in fourth. And The Longest Ride, the movie you snuck into, Doug, placed fifth, $6.8 million.
They
did $6.8 million, but you don't count.
I don't count. I went in to see the other movie, but I didn't count.
Just the Superman trailer. The Superman versus Batman trailer, Chuck. I didn't get it. Explain it to me.
It's very, very dark in tone. It's funny that I had my daughter watch it. She said, "Boy, Daddy, this is some really dark stuff."
You didn't have your daughter watch that.
Of course
please.
I did. She watched it three times. And then I said to myself, I've never been a fan of putting Superman and Batman in the same film, because to do that, you have to make Superman a much darker character in a much darker universe. That's not the Superman I really want to see. I'm more of a fan of what Christopher Reeve did, in 78, what Richard Donner did with that property brilliantly in the first two Superman movies. I'm excited to see the film, but unlike the Star Wars...
Superman's going to beat up Batman? What kind of stupidity is that?
Well, Superman
actually,
is a bad guy.
If you watch the trailer, Batman comes across as very cruel, and he actually says, "Do you bleed, you will." So
yeah. Now, who wants to see that?
They build Superman up to be a false god and try to take him down.
Here's my Superman music.
Forget it. I have no interest in any of that stuff at all. All right, Chucker, nice job. Chuck Curry here with us. As usual, our movie man on...
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.